Hello, welcome to the English Novel Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, within the framework of the 32nd Diplomatic Conference on the morning of December 21st, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs held a hybrid conference on economic diplomacy to serve national development. Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính attended and gave a speech during the conference. Sharply grasp and implement the foreign policy of the 13th Congress of the party, promote the traditions of the diplomatic sector, especially strongly promoting the identity of Vietnamese bamboo diplomacy. Vietnam's economic diplomacy has been implemented critically and comprehensively by the diplomatic sector, with profound change in quality and quantity, achieving many important profound results, continuing to make practical contributions into socio-economic development of the country. At this conference, many presentations by heads of Vietnamese representative agencies abroad share about their new development trends that need adaptation. The situation of Vietnam-EU cooperation, the glue that binds and integrates the interests of Vietnam and China. The National Online Conference summarizing the work in 2023 and implementing the work tasks in 2024 of the Home Affairs sector took place yesterday with the participation of Deputy Prime Minister Trần Lưu Quang and leaders of central ministries and departments. In 2023, the Home Affairs set to mobilize on resources to promptly remove bottlenecks and improve the quality and efficiency of the entire sector's operation, notably promptly advancing on adjusting the base salary to increase by 20.8%. At the same time, advise and submit to the National Assembly for approval of wage policy reform according to Resolution No. 27 of the 12th Parliamentary Committee. Promote administrative procedure reform, digital transformation, and improve the environment to attract investment and business. Noting many key tasks that the Home Affairs sector needs to carry out in the coming time, Deputy Prime Minister Trần Lưu Quang emphasized that important goals and tasks of the Home Affairs sector in 2024 are to advise on synchronous implementation, unify comprehensive and effective salary policy reform from July 1, 2024. Promoting digital transformation contributes to the effectiveness of streamlining staff, improving quality and restructuring the team of officers, civil servants and public employees. On the occasion of Christmas 2023 this morning, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, an alternate member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of Contested Party Committee, led a delegation to visit and congratulate at the Parjaki of Contested City. The representative board of the Protestant Church of Vietnam Southern Region, the Vietnam Catholic Charity Committee of Contested City, on the occasion of Christmas. At its destination, on behalf of the party committee, government, and people of the city, City Party Secretary Nguyễn Văn Hiếu wished the Parjaki, priests, pastors, dignitaries, officers, and all parishioners of Kansas City welcome a peaceful Christmas 2023 and a peaceful and prosperous New Year 2024. Yesterday, the appraisal council of new enhanced rural communes model of Kansas City held a review of applications for recognition of meeting standards of localities in Cờ Đỏ and Phong Điền districts. Mr. Nguyễn Ngọc Hè, vice chairman of Kansas City People's Committee, chaired the meeting. After that, 21 departments have reported feedback on the review of dozers of Mỹ Khánh, Trường Long, and Đông Hiệp communes. Accordingly, on units read that the communes have met the criteria for modeling new rural areas. In particular, many criteria achieved very positive results, reaching and exceeding the target, breast script, by the central government and the city. For example, many criteria include income, traffic, and etc. Leaders of the city require localities to continue to complete the report, which emphasizes four standards and eight outstanding areas of model new style rural communes that have been achieved in the city, bearing typical local values. After the meeting, 18 members are voted on by the council. This result will be submitted to the chairman of Kansas City People's Committee for consideration and approval to recognize communes that meet standards. At the victory site rally of the battalion at Uncle Canal in 1968, the organizing committee of the people and soldiers of Garang District has shut out the luncheon ceremony to carry out projects and tasks for the year 2024. The national vaccination program is reserving more than 432,000 doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine with an expiration date of September 2024 to be stored and used to vaccinate localities with outbreaks and high-risk groups, elderly people, people with underlying disease, immunocompromised people. The song for the International Reptile Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.